This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny has more.
Hop day.
Hey, Jane All Week has your tickets for Flora Cash. They're coming back to San Francisco March 25th, 2020. They'll be playing at the Independent. They were great at Winterland. If you were there early enough to see them, because they were the first band that took the stage, they sounded great, sounded solid. Jane is clearly good friends with them. She's got some tickets to give away. She's had them all week, and she'll continue to at 6:05 p.m.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Our company has an app called Radio.com, and it allows you to listen to the Sarah and Vinny Show wherever you are. Mm-hmm. You just get the radio.com app, and then you put Sarah and Vinny on, and then you're listening.
Yeah. So easy. So smooth.
I was going through this app I have that saves stories, and I just found one that I thought, oh, you know what? This is nonsense, but I like it. I'm going to do it real quick, okay? If I asked you what the number one Pixar movie of all times was, what would you say? Definitively, because they have a list here.
As in, like, what did the best of the box office, that kind of thing?
No, just the best.
Who decided?
Is
it subjective?
This is from USA Today. No, you can choose. I mean, you can.
My favorite of all of them is the original Incredibles. I loved that movie.
The original Incredibles came in third place on this list.
How about Toy Story 2?
Toy Story 2 came in seventh.
How about Up?
By the way, Toy Story 2 came in behind Toy Story 3.
Oh,
and
really?
Behind the original.
Oh. I would actually totally pick Toy Story 1.
Toy Story, oh, really?
Yeah,
is that number one?
I just
That's
loved
number four.
It.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, Toy Story 2 is my favorite of all of them. Yeah. They're all great. How about
you said
Up?
Yeah.
Up is number one.
Number one.
And I don't disagree. Yeah. That movie is so perfect.
It is. It's a great movie. If you like crying in the first 5 minutes of a movie, hard, like hard, ugly crying in the first 5 minutes. It's so, so, so good. It's
I'm
so
sure
touching.
If you asked a kid, they wouldn't pick Up.
Right.
My daughter loves Up.
She does?
Just for the balloons. Balloon.
Up was number one. WALL-E was number two.
I actually was going to say WALL-E is one of my very favorite Pixar movies as well. I freaking love that movie.
The Incredibles is number three. Number four is Toy Story 1. Number five, Finding Nemo.
Oh, right. The Finding Nemo.
Then Toy Story 3, Toy Story 2, Monsters, Inc. comes in at number eight.
Another great. They're all great.
Yeah.
This one I would have put higher. Inside Out.
That is a great one.
Comes in at number nine.
That's the little girl as she's turned into a teenager and they move and she's, you know.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so
the way they describe what's going on in this little girl. And there's a scene in that movie where I may have ugly cried to the point. I mean, I'm already ashamed of myself, the amount of crying I do with these cartoons. But the part where she was on the bus and then goes home and they're all three on the floor. I just ugly cried. Like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. Mm.
You know, I bet it's not in the top 10, but Ratatouille is also one of my favorites.
Coco makes the top 10, so
yes.
That's your 10.
You
Ratatouille came in at 12.
Oh, do you like the full list? Give me the rest. Give the list.
Finding Dory was 11. Ratatouille was 12. Toy Story 4 came in at 13. I haven't even watched that yet.
It's really good.
I love it.
The puppet in that is, or the multiple copies of that puppet, absolutely one of my favorite. And Forky, whatever the F his name. That is a freaking good movie.
The puppet is why my kid won't watch it.
Yeah, it's super creepy.
Benson, I think, is his name.
Yep, Benson. My kid won't watch it again. She's absolutely off that.
Oh God, so
that series.
Good. And even the doll is so creepy. Just with those eyes and that voice, she's just like, "Oh my God, it's a
Gabby,
evil doll."
I think's her name.
Gabby. Oh,
I found this in USA Today. It was the best Pixar movies, and number one was Up, but at 14, Incredibles 2. A Bug's Life came in at 15, Brave 16.
I liked Brave.
Monsters University. And the original Cars comes in at 18.
Oh, Cars.
Oh, I forgot about Cars.
And Cars
I love Cars.
Absolutely in my top five.
Oh, yeah. Cars
I can't
is great.
Imagine how that came in so low.
God, I've seen that so many times.
They do say here, though, the Cars sequels have tarnished the memory
of
the
Cars
first
too.
One.
I thought Cars 2 was fine.
I liked it too.
Yeah. I didn't see any past that.
Cars 3 is not.
Well.
Cars 1.
Cars 1 is great.
The Good Dinosaur, which
I loved it. Oh, really?
Yep.
I should watch that. I got to see Coco too. I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, you'll like Coco
That's
a lot.
The movie. Bryn was showing me the other day a scene in Coco, and I thought, oh, that's what I want to do for over vacation. I want to watch some movies. Like Coco.
You'll love Coco.
It looks so good.
It is excellent.
Oh.
And Cars 2, Cars 3 and Cars 2 are the last place movies on the list. Just ruined what was a great thing.
I liked Cars 2. I didn't have a problem with
it. I liked it as well, but it, Cars 1 was...
was great. I can't believe it's not in the top 10, actually.
Well,
I know, it's hard to pick.
Hey, there's more rain on the way, so we do see a little blue sky overhead, but it looks like the rain continues today, so depending on where you are, I'm sure.
We need it. Every drop.
I teased you with this one. According to a new study, people really start searching for a sense of meaning in their 20s, and that search keeps on going until around the age of 60. Right around the age of 60 is when we actually figure out the meaning of life.
And what is it?
Unfortunately, after that, we feel like our lives start getting less meaningful as we head into our older years. But for that little window at 60, we finally have everything figured out. I can't tell you what it is because I'm not 60
not
yet.
60 yet.
But I feel like...
it's just to live.
Well, you have this thing. I think when I was young, your goal should be to be happy. But unfortunately, happiness is not like this landing spot where you're safely... afloat.
Right.
In
That's
happy
it.
Land.
And I'm happy ever after.
It takes a daily reset to decide I'm not going to suck today. You know?
Yep.
So that's sort of the meaning of life is you have to say to yourself, I'm going to try hard again today to learn and be kind and smile and laugh. And
the meaning of life is to procreate.
Keep my hands to myself and among other things. Right, Dan Spilo. Is that his name?
Yep. Don't be a space invader. Oh, boy.
Who's that?
Kelly.
Oh.
Clarkson.
I don't think I've ever heard this. Meaning of... did you just look up Meaning of Life? And
no, I have the song.
No, you're amazing.
Of course.
Yeah,
I don't
recognize this song either.
The Office Place has a certain sort of code of conduct that we're not here, not really familiar with because we come in, we're completely consumed with this, and then we leave.
Yep.
And we do everything else outside this building. But there are people who park in the bathroom for long periods of time to read their phone or just kill time.
Just getting away.
Just getting away from everyone
going
else.
Going into the bathroom, I'm going to shut that stall toilet...
Now lunch is in half an hour. I'm pretty sure I can kill half an hour in the bathroom.
Who's going to say anything to me in there?
Right. They might say when you come out, are you okay?
A company
I'm fine.
The UK has come up with a way to solve the workers taking longer than necessary in the bathroom breaks. This is so funny that this problem was so bad for them. They've got the toilet now on a 13-degree slope. Which puts all your weight on your legs.
Oh.
Meaning you can't just sit there. It'll actually tire you out because you have to support your own weight. It's on enough of a slant.
Wow.
That they say your legs should start getting tired after about 5 minutes.
Huh.
If you're out of shape, you might find yourself in trouble sooner than the five. There's the slant.
But
you can
I'm
barely
not
tell.
Done with my business.
You can barely tell. And yet, this is going to keep people from parking in the bathroom and staying there for long.
That is that's a slant.
They say it's also good for your posture and helps put you in a better position to do your business.
Well, all right. Look at that. Hold on. I'll show the diagram. The diagram's interesting. The guy's on there looking at his phone. And they even have his pants crumpled around his ankles. There you go, guys. Or he's flipping the middle finger. I'm not sure if that's phone or middle finger.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts.
Here's something you never knew and something you won't remember after I'm done reading it.
All right.
And yet...
Here we go.
A word with two opposite meanings is called a contronym.
A contronym.
Like dust, which can refer to actual dust or the act of removing dust.
Oh funny.
A contronym. Mm.
What's some other ones?
I don't have other ones.
Oh, that's the only
one? That's the one.
A contronym.
Contronym.
Hmm.
I can't think of one. Can you think of one?
No,
I was like,
I can't.
Well, dirt would work then. No, dirt doesn't work.
I was thinking wax, but that doesn't work.
No, I'll have to work on it. I'll have to try and think of that for a minute and get back to it.
People text us. People will think of them.
Contronyms.
Our listeners are so clever.
Someone says raise, or not someone in whatever online. Raise, R-A-I-S-E.
Uh-huh.
And there's raise, R-A-Z-E.
No. This is the word spelled the same.
Means two different things. Oh, spelled the same. Okay.
To overlook. So teachers overlook you in your academic progress, but you're also overlooking, fail to notice something, you know, overlooking it.
Okay, that's sure. Yeah. Close enough.
Steve Jobs.
No, I don't see that one fitting into the contract.
No, this is my next
rent
one.
Rent is another one.
What?
Rent.
Oh, because you pay rent
it,
or you...
To sell...
Doesn't mean the opposite,
or
though, does
the
it?
Use, and then the other one is to buy or use the commodity. Depending on whatever.
Oh, I'm renting it.
I'm renting it to you, but I'm
and
also
now
renting
you're renting it,
out.
It.
Yeah,
got it.
It goes both ways.
Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah,
pretty good.
Steve Jobs.
All right, Steve Jobs. Oh yes.
Picked the name Apple because he was on a diet of nothing but fruits and vegetables when the company was starting.
Oh,
so
really?
It could have just as easily been orange or banana,
right?
Or pear.
Speaking of, they
would have had an easier time if he'd named it pear because they got in trouble with Apple. The music thing because they promised they'd never go into music,
right?
And then they went into music and then they were in trouble.
It worked out for them in the end.
It did. You know, everything works out for the rich guy.
There was never an iPhone 2.
Really?
They went from the original iPhone right to the iPhone 3G.
Oh. Huh.
Why?
Maybe because 3G is the name
3G
of what the network
was. 3G
thing
was
the network, yeah.
At the time. Uh-huh. I don't know. Mm.
The iPhone's great.
It is.
Smartphones in general, they really are great. Like, I have a very love-hate relationship with my iPhone. I love it. I would never want to give it up, but damn, does it. It just calls me. It's calling me right now. Can you hear it? Sarah, pick me up. Can you hear that?
I've stripped mine down to the basics, and I have stopped buying the new one each year, too.
Yeah.
And that shows a real change for me.
Mine has a big crack in the glass.
What?
It does?
Already?
Oh, God, it's had it for a while. I know. I just got it. But it has, like, one of those... pieces of plastic over the top. John put some piece of plastic.
Oh, I protect those.
Hasn't split any further, but there's a big, can you see the chip at the bottom? And then it just spiders out from there.
Oh, bogus.
Janky thing. Thanks, Uman.
Beat your winter depression by not eating Christmas desserts, they say. This is from the University of Kansas researchers. They say you can help avoid feeling bummed out in the winter by avoiding sweets.
Yeah,
that means
that's
all
not
those
happen.
Christmas cookies and other desserts.
My friend Tana dropped off this big box of Christmas cookies
Tana!
Yesterday. I'm like, she does them every year. All different kinds, all in little baggies. I'm like, oh my God, they're here. It's Christmas finally. There's no way I'm skipping those. They're so good. They're too good.
So you've already been hitting them?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay.
I had cheesecake last night at my sister-in-law's house.
Oh, dear. Mm.
She made
crab
cakes.
Oh, last night the family
gathering?
Yeah,
Tuesdays. She cooks on Tuesdays and we cook on Sundays. She made crab cakes. Fresh crab.
Wow. Ooh.
I know. Somebody had just caught it.
And were you like, I'm getting ready for dryuary, so I'm not going to have any drinks? Or
I don't drink during the week, so yeah, I didn't have any drinks.
Do they drink around you?
Yeah. John and John split a thing of hot sake, and she was having wine.
Oh. Instead of water. And you just sat there.
It's even hard during the week. I'm telling you. I'm just not in the mode. Friday, I'll tell you when it's going to be hard. The first Friday in January. That's when it's going to be hard.
Is when you're going to be like, I quit dryuary.
No, I'm not going to quit. I'm doing it.
The whole month of January.
Whole month. In fact, actually, I have a play date planned for January 1st with, my bike gang, Critical Mass.
Yeah.
But one of the guys on that trip is also sober, so I'll just sit next to him. We'll drink water all night. Be fine.
Oh,
but that's going to be the first test of it. Mm. I'll let you know how else. So I'll know.
You have a sober friend?
I do have a sober friend. Huh. You know him. I'm not going to say who it is.
Oh, no, I'm not asking you to, but I don't know what you just said. I'm not sure what's happening here. Oh. Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's sober because he has a problem, but he does not drink.
All right.
Yeah, but I've never asked him if he's...
Is it a problem?
Right. Do you not drink because it was a problem for you, or do you just not drink because you don't like to drink?
Usually, it's because it's a problem.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, why would you...
And he has a rock and roll lifestyle, so...
Right. Huh.
Yeah.
Anyway, avoid sweets. It will help you avoid winter depression.
No, I'm not going to do that. But thank you. Right. Thanks for telling me why I'm depressed. You know, it'll be cool.
Oh.
We are, of course.
You really want it in your mouth.
Well, so do you, apparently.
Both too.
Was I in there?
Yes.
Yeah, you were.
Boy, I don't even hear me. I'm not in there.
You're in there.
That's me doing you.
That's me doing you.
No.
Yes.
Unbelievable. One last one real quick,
right,
because I got to get to some texts. 9 in 10 people say they have a New Year's resolution or goals for their career next year. The top one is to somehow get a raise out of their company.
Good thing. Make more money. That's what it comes down to. Who doesn't want a little more money?
The problem with getting a raise, and it has always been, and people don't realize this, sometimes you have to get a competing company to help you force them to pay you what you're worth.
And be willing to leave if they don't. Yep.
And that's therein lies the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly you're like, I have to go do job interviews? Those suck. Yeah. That's a job in and of itself.
But that is how you do it.
Walking in and saying, may I please have a raise? And them saying no. And then that being the end is pointless.
You have to walk in and say, I've been offered a position at another place. I don't want to leave. But you'll have to match what they've offered me.
So get a raise is number one. Learn a new work-related skill. Get a promotion. Mm. Be more productive at work, said no one ever. But it's on here on the list.
Well, I can be more productive at work.
Or at least more efficient. Get your things done faster. And, yeah. You know.
Maybe you could write a little outline for me. Get on that.
I wasn't saying you.
He wasn't saying he'll do more work.
Yeah, what just happened?
I'm going to be more productive at work by having Bryn do more things for me.
Look for a new job.
I'll get right on that, Sarah.
And start your own business on the list of New Year's resolutions.
I see.
For your career. Our text number is 800. Yay! Caring, creative, artistic Vinny. Sweet horse invention.
Yeah.
That didn't sound very enthusiastic.
Mm.
You are all wonderful and amazing. Thank you for the laughs and the company in the mornings. Very Merry Christmas. Spectacular vacation. And the best of New Year to you all.
2020. Yay. Thank you. That's very sweet. Right back at you.
Yep.
To all our listeners. I just, you know, thanks for everything and... Meet you back here in 2020. Don't worry, we're not leaving till Friday. We're gonna be, but we have checked out.
I mean, so. One foot out the door.
We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.